This is program number LW2246. Well, it happened back on March 6, 1857. Hi, this is Larry West. The United States Supreme Court ruled in the landmark Dred Scott decision that black people were not legal persons, according to the U.S. Constitution. A slave was then the property of the owner and could be bought and sold, used, or even killed by the owner at the owner's discretion. The 13th and 14th Amendments to the U.S. Constitution, though, corrected the ruling, and it was a time for nationwide celebration. On January 22, 1973, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in the landmark Roe v. Wade and Doe v. Bolton decisions that unborn human beings were not legal persons, according to the U.S. Constitution. An unborn baby is the property of the owner, which in this case is the mother, and she can have the child killed at her own discretion, even up to the time of birth, if her doctor agrees. It is strange. We have laws protecting wildlife and dogs, but we have nothing constitutionally to protect these defenseless human beings. If you so much as steal an eagle's egg from its nest, you'll be fined $5,000 or spend a year in jail, or both. Eagles are protected by federal law, and the penalties have been stipulated by Congress. It is illegal to ship pregnant lobsters, regardless of which trimester, to market. There's a $6,000 fine and a year's jail term as penalty. The Massachusetts Supreme Court has ruled that goldfish cannot be awarded as prizes in games of chance. Such awards violates that state's anti-cruelty law. The late Senator Hubert Humphrey abhorred the idea of using beagle dogs in any tests of chemical, biological, or radioactive warfare materials. His amendment, banning use of appropriated funds for such purpose, was overwhelmingly approved in the Senate and accepted by the House of Representatives. But babies, now that's something different. You can kill without penalty because, according to our U.S. Supreme Court, the word person, as used in the 14th Amendment, does not include the unborn. Unfortunately, permitted abortion has also opened a Pandora's box of plagues, including fetal experimentation, infanticide, and euthanasia. The sanctity of human life ethic, which doctors have sworn to uphold, has been denied. Since the 1973 U.S. Supreme Court decision, more than 17 million unborn children have been murdered by abortion. You know, we're told that abortion on demand would reduce child abuse. Instead, child abuse has climbed by nearly 400% since 1973. We were told that it would help to save the lives of threatened would-be mothers. We were told in emotional arguments that it's the right thing to do when pregnancies occurred as a result of rape, incest, or when there's an expected defective child. Well, believe it or not, only 3% of the abortions performed are today done because of rape, incest, or the expectation of a defective child. That means a full 97% occur strictly for matters of convenience and economy. Let me tell you, when a baby is aborted, it is one incredible kind of horrible, painful death for that little child. How do the murderers do it? They suck the baby out with a vacuum, cut him into pieces, or pickle him alive in salt solution. You wouldn't believe the torture the baby goes through. That's why, in fact, most refuse to watch while doing it. I tell you, it's incredible to me how that when God put a tender child in what is supposed to be the safest place in the world, within the protective, nourishing, warm, loving womb of a mother, and she, in effect, reaches in with a vicious knife and stabs her own baby to death, and she looks up and sees those standing around applauding with approval, there's something sick in that room, in that house, in that town, in that state, in that nation, even in that Supreme Court. I tell you, the Bible says God will take his vengeance. He is the higher court. And the Bible says, behold, the judge is standing at the door. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course. Yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71. 291.